This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats hold a huge fundraising advantage over Republicans in key elections this year. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennet's re-election campaign has a 6-to-1 fundraising advantage over his Republican opponent, Joe O'Day. But fundraising for O'Day is expected to pick up now that he has won the Republican primary. Scott Martinez, a Democratic campaign finance attorney, explains.
A lot of those national groups were waiting for was to understand who the nominee was going to be on the Republican side and whether they want to invest in this candidate and in this race.
It's a similar story in the governor's race, where Jared Polis holds a huge fundraising advantage over his Republican opponent, Heidi Ganahl. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
Colorado's newest State Department is now running to support children, families, and early childhood educators. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A major focus of the new agency will be implementing a voter-approved universal preschool program beginning in the 2023 school year. It guarantees all families of four-year-olds at least 10 hours of free preschool a week. It's expected to save families an average of $4,300 per year. Additional hours of care will be available for children in need. The department also hopes to streamline the entire early childhood system and cut red tape for families. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver-based real estate company REMAX will lay off about 17% of its nationwide workforce by the end of this year. That's about 120 employees. This is CPR News and KRCC.